Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. John's first letter, chapter 2, verses 18 through 29, and chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Brethren, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might be plain that they are all not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all know that I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and know that no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. He who confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he has promised us, eternal life. I write this to you about those who could deceive you, but the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. As his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right is born of him. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who does right is righteous, as he is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. At that time, as Jesus drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethpage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately.' And they went away and found a colt tied at the door out in the open street. And they untied it, and those who stood there said to them, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' And they told him what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and threw their garments on it, and he sat upon it. And many spread their garments on the road, and others spread leafy branches, which they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed cried out, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming. Hosanna in the highest!' And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12." On this day, the 29th of February, we commemorate the righteous John Cassian the Confessor. This saint was born about the year 350 and was, according to some, from Rome, according to others, from Dacia Pontica, or Dobrogea in present-day Romania. He was a learned man who had first served in the military. Later, he forsook this life and became a monk in Bethlehem with his friend and fellow ascetic Germanus of Dacia Pontica, whose memory is also celebrated today. Hearing the fame of the great fathers of Skeet, they went to Egypt about the year 390. Their meetings with the famous monks of Skeet are recorded in St. John's Conferences. In the year 403, they went to Constantinople, where Cassian was ordained deacon by St. John Chrysostom. After the exile of St. Chrysostom, Saints Cassian and Germanus went to Rome with letters to Pope Innocent I in defense of the exiled Archbishop of Constantinople. There, St. Cassian was ordained priest, after which he went to Marseille, where he established the famous monastery of St. Victor. He reposed in peace about the year 433. The last of his writings was On the Incarnation of the Lord Against Nestorius, written in 430 at the request of Leo, the archdeacon of Pope Celestine. In his work, he was the first to show the spiritual kinship between Pelagianism, which taught that Christ was a mere man, who without the help of God had avoided sin, and that it was possible for man to overcome sin by his own efforts, and Nestorianism, which had taught that Christ was a mere man used as an instrument by the Son of God, but was not God become man. And indeed, when Nestorius first became Patriarch of Constantinople in 428, he made much show of persecuting the heretics, with the exception only of the Pelagians, whom he received into communion and interceded for them to the Emperor and to Pope Celestine. The error opposed to Pelagianism, but equally ruinous, was Augustine's teaching that after the fall man was so corrupt that he could do nothing for his own salvation, and that God simply predestined some men to salvation and others to damnation. St. John Cassian refuted this blasphemy in the 13th of his conferences with Abbot Cherimon, which eloquently sets forth at length, and with many citations from the Holy Scriptures, the orthodox teaching of the balance between the grace of God on one hand and man's efforts on the other, necessary for our salvation. St. Benedict of Nursia, in chapter 73 of his Rule, ranks St. Cassian's Institutes and Conferences first among the writings of the monastic fathers, and commands that they be read in his monasteries. Indeed, the Rule of St. Benedict is greatly indebted to the Institutes of St. John Cassian. St. John Climacus also praises him highly in section 105 of step 4 of the Ladder of Divine Ascent, on obedience. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.